Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Greg Kazera is back. Greg's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last half century. Actually, half decade, I should probably should say. He's an engineer and environmental expert, decades of experience in the petroleum industry, natural gas, and oil. He is he's the author of a number of books, including Learned Leadership, including The Truth About Fracking, Just the Fracks, Ma'am, by the way, is the title of that book. And he is someone who's a voice for the energy independence of America, which I applaud and celebrate. And the benefits, the global benefits, not just America, the world benefits. When America's energy independent, that puts pressure on organizations like countries like Russia and Iran and even Saudi Arabia and China. That's a good thing when we can do that. And he's our good friend, Greg Kazera. Welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you, Jim. I hope you're hanging in there.
I'm hanging in there. I'm like the rabbit that was being chased by the fox, and he hopped over the turtle, and the turtle said, "Mr. Rabbit, how you doing? And are you gonna make it?" And the rabbit said, "Mr. Rabbit said, I gotta make it."
There you go.
So I gotta make it. I'm telling my small business owners out there the same thing I did after 2008. I said, "Surviving is winning. If you just survive, you've won." What do you think?
You know, I was on a call last week with our professional speakers, the national group, yeah. And they actually had one of the speakers was helping us focus. He said, "You got to focus on the next 6 months." He says, "You've got to be around 6 months from now, and here's some ideas that'll help you." So that's we got to at least make it the next 6 months.
You've got to survive, and that's what I said in the beginning of 2009. I wrote a piece and I said, "Your goal right now, January right now, 2009, your goal is you only have one goal." And that's to open your doors January 1, 2010. That's all your only goal right now. Everything else is subordinate to that one goal. And I think right now we've got a similar kind of a thing. What do you think?
We absolutely do. That's the key. We've got to become January 1st, 2021. We got to be here. And if we're here, I think my belief is we're going to be wildly successful.
Yeah.
Because there's so much pent-up demand, and I think – you know, the world has changed, and I think what we're going to see, and a lot of what I do is economic development, Jim, and we still have this abundant energy, natural gas, oil here in this country.
The United States of America is a rich nation on many levels.
Oh, we are. But for the last 15, 20 years, all, you know, latex gloves, masks, gowns, all this stuff has been manufactured in China. Now, when we need it the most, can you believe it? We're actually dependent on the Chinese to send us a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's time
we
for us to bring
that.
This manufacturing, particularly critical items, back here.
You've been telling us this for a long time, and I've been parroting it. Greg, you'd be proud of me. I've been talking about – I tell people about your story, about the Shale Crescent story, the fact that we have to – if we ship jobs to China, we also have to ship energy to China. If we put those factories here, you can build. This is a Greg Kazera quote, folks. You can build a factory on top of the petroleum, on top of the energy, right on top of it, and that has to be a different way of calculating cost benefit analysis, isn't it?
Jim, you're right. What I love is you're so good at putting those pieces together. I mean, you really do, because that's the whole point. Is today. What we're going to see now is these companies are looking for shorter supply chains. A lot of the companies that are even here in the U.S. are getting their stuff from all over the world, and now they can't get their stuff. And so people are looking for shorter supply chains, and you nailed it. When you can build on top of the feedstock, and most of their customers are here.
Well,
so
there's
when
another,
you can build
there's
on top
thing,
of the feedstock and mail to your customers,
there's another thing that's
going to
have to be included in the calculus going forward that we haven't done a very good job of, and that's been exposed now, and that's what I'm calling redundancy. So prior to the pandemic, corporate America did not have a redundancy factor in their calculus for unit cost. So, okay, this thing here costs us a quarter, come from China. It costs us 35 cents if we make it in America. Since we make a billion of them, that dime is a big deal. But now they're going to have to say, okay, we have to have redundancy. We can't just say it's 25 cents to make it. We got to include a redundancy factor, and that's going to be 7 cents. If we have it redundant in Arizona or Azerbaijan, it's going to be 7 cents. So that's still, or let's say it's 35 cents. But the main thing is we have to include a redundancy factor so we're no longer dependent upon a nation like China who doesn't like us, who is against us. We have to include a redundancy factor in our value proposition calculus. What do you think?
Well, I think that's really important because you can't be dependent on one source for anything today. But you know what's interesting? Here's how the world has changed. That 25 cents that it costs to make them in China, for example, nobody's run those numbers in the last several years.
That's right.
It's probably 20 cents here, or maybe 23, because here's what's happened. We have that the Chinese really don't is automation. So you add cheap energy and automation, which lowers your
and
labor
shipping
costs. And all
that
of
we
a
don't
sudden,
have to ship
these
it
factories
to
are better off here financially.
And we don't have to ship it back and wait on it. We don't have to wait on it or ship it. The supply chain can be shorter.
Exactly. You are so spot on. That, and it's time that companies started to look at that, because we saw this in the petrochemical industry. The assumption was that the best place was the Gulf Coast, and we were with the three studies we've done, we showed them it was here. Well, it's not that hard to run the math, and when you look at automation and cheap energy and the fact that the customers are here, that it's going to be cheaper to manufacture here again, and it's about darn time we started.
And folks, this is something that if we can do what we're talking about, which we have to do, we have no choice. That's an economic explosion in this country that could happen next year. Literally in less than a year, that could happen again. I'm going to come back after the break with our good friend Greg Kazera, and we're going to get him to give us an analysis of where petroleum is right now, crude oil and natural gas. And natural gas is especially his specialty. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.